Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. A Jeep was left abandoned on the beach yesterday in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I don't know if you saw this, but this has gone viral. The tide rose and the waves pulled the Jeep closer into the ocean. After police tracked down the owner, he said, "Man, I had no idea that my Jeep was left on the beach." And turns out it was the truth. His cousin had borrowed his Jeep to go take pictures of the sunrise before the hurricane came. Hurricane Doreen, yeah. At some point, the cousin drove onto the beach and got stuck, so he left it there.
Well.
Wouldn't you like call a tow truck? Yo, man, I need you to tow me immediately off the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he didn't do that. The Jeep's owner said his cousin didn't even tell him what happened until the police showed up at his door. He said he hopes it's not totaled, but has a feeling that since it's been sitting in the water, getting beaten up by the hurricane, it's a total loss. I would say so.
Yes.
That sucks. This is insane. I think you do. You take your daughter sometimes to go to those trampoline parks, right?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay, and growing up as a kid, I remember our neighbor had a trampoline. It was the coolest thing ever. We always wanted to go bounce on it after school.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Now I'm afraid. This is a freak accident involving a trampoline and a 12-year-old boy in the UK. He was rushed to the hospital after a metal coil from a trampoline dislodged and shot into his back, narrowly avoiding his spine.
Okay, so trampoline, I'm talking about, we go to Sky Zone,
the
open
big ones.
Jumps.
Yeah, yeah.
But my father is an attorney, and it is, there are so many accidents that happen. I was never allowed to jump on a trampoline in a backyard when I was little.
Get off it!
No, just because kids pop off and they break their necks. Done for,
Well, and that's why they have at home and all that. They have these trampolines where the nets go up 20 feet because you wouldn't think about it. But what is it called, popcorn or something, where it's two people would be on the outside, and then you tried to bounce the person in the middle. And it's even a fat kid like myself, I got some air.
I gotta be careful.
That's energy.
Yes.
E equals MC something. But be careful. Yeah, the boy is on the trampoline jumping with some friends on Sunday when the incident occurred. The coil ripped through the boy's t-shirt, lodged itself 2 inches deep into his back, Mackenzie.
How old is the boy?
He's 12 years old.
Oh,
my gosh. But they said it was just centimeters away from his spine. The kid, Jamie, was rushed to the hospital where he underwent an emergency procedure to remove the coil. His father said the spring had come off the trampoline like a bullet. I would think so, because once again, not to be gross, but it went into his back 2 inches. I mean,
That is so gross.
His father said that if he had hit somewhere else on Jamie's body, in the head or the throat, they would have lost their son. No doubt about
it.
So thankfully it's okay. I have the photo. It's freaky, but if you want to see it, I will put it up on the Need to Know News blog. And Mackenzie, I know you brought in some energy drinks this morning for me, and we kind of try to keep our energy going.
Yes.
What do you think about a boozy boost of energy? Jägermeister Cold Brew Coffee will launch in the U.S. and in the U.K. in January of 2020.
Jaeger?
Yes.
Coffee?
It's going to have Arabica beans or whatever you say that fancy coffee brand is style. And the new drink will also be 33-point-something% alcohol by volume. So you're going to have a coffee flavor, but you're also going to have a Jägermeister flavor.
I said I'm not into Jägermeister, so that detours me. You know what I am into? We know how we like Bang, and they're not sponsoring the show, but we want them to.
Yeah, no kidding. We're going so much advertising, yes.
And obviously drink responsibly, but I like a little Tito's in my Bang, on the weekends. I think it's fun. You get energy, and it's fun.
I was kidding around, side note, yesterday with our boss. I'm like, oh yeah, we're allowed to drink on Fridays. He's like, that's against FCC regulation, section blah, 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 blah.
And here's me over at the side. Really?
Yeah.
Can I bring mimosas?
She's like, this is the best news I've ever heard. Mimosa Monday, Tito's Tuesday, wine Wednesday, tequila Thursday.
You know, Hoda and Kathy Lee, when Kathy Lee was still on the show, they used to do it.
Okay.
Ratings skyrocketing.
Yeah, do you want ratings or not? Because there's not much on the show that would be appealing unless we had alcohol.
Right.
Yep, so that's something to check out coming up in 2020. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the Day. Yeah, Song of the Day. It's coming up next. You're gonna want to text this number. Save it in your phone. It's 52140. 52140. All right, I got to work on the song, but pretty much Song of the Day is coming up next.
Yes, lots of singing.
Yes, and if you do want to save the number on your phone, it's easy. That way, every day you can vote. It's 52140. We'll do Song of the Day next here.